Now that we've prepared the charoses, we ground apples, yishukach to David and Brett and Adam for all the help. We peeled apples, yishukach to Bezalel. We peeled the maror, the horseradish. We washed the lettuce. Thank you, Adam. We prepared the salt water. Thank you, Reuven.
And
thank you, everyone, for washing the cups. Thank you, Yudah, for purchasing everything. Now, we have one more thing which we should do in order to edumacate ourselves. In preparation for the Seder, we need to do really two things. We need to grind the horseradish, get the ground horseradish ready for the Seder. Yeah.
You just spoke Ebonics.
What's Ebonics? Why is that Ebonics? What is Ebonics?
It's the type of language in America.
Ah. No, I'm unfamiliar with it.
Africanized English.
Okay, I don't know.
You leave some pieces so you don't have to excite?
Oh, so we leave like one piece just to show where it's from. But here's a bowl. If you could grate the maror. I purposely closed the window so you guys get the full effect. Also so we don't disturb our neighbors. And while he grates our horseradish for us, Rafael, if you could please measure a matzah. We're going to see a matzah that's all ground up. So when we grind it, let me remember. We grind on the finest one, yeah. On the finest. I think so. Just wash yourself not to hurt yourself. For the maror and the korech.
For
maror? Maror and korech. You can do it on a plate, maybe. Do it on a plate, it'll be easier for you.
Damn it. Thank you, girl.
Okay, so we take a matzah, Rafael. You could break up the matzah into crumbs, and then we will measure. We need the volume of a kezias of nalib. If that's not coming out good, then maybe we will have to use the bigger holes.
Come on, Bezalel, this strong.
Do the bigger holes, maybe.
Come on, man.
Oh, you know what? That's a very good idea. Come, you try. Yoel, give him that. Yoel. You know what?
Go, Yoel.
Good. Yoel, just don't hurt your hands.
Wash your hands.
Just wash your hands. Don't.
Wash or wash?
Both. Okay.
Classic gloves.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Grind up this matzah on a plate. So we have one sheet of matzah. What volume is a kezias? If you recall, we ended up with an egg being the volume of 2 ounces. A kezias is half an egg. So a kezias for rabbinic issues is going to be 1 ounce, right? We saw that a revi'itz, which is 1.5 eggs, you guys remember the numbers? Look at your sheets. You grind this up, Imam, and just break it up into small pieces so we could put it here and see how much 1 ounce is. Over there, yeah. You need a... Okay. Yo, what happened?
He doesn't know.
You want?
Thank you.
He went to wash his hands. Okay, so we said that for biblical mitzvot, we go with the larger size of a kezias, which is about 1.5 ounces. So, being that eating matzah at the Seder night is biblical, we should eat 1.5 ounces of matzah. We will see that one sheet of matzah ground up, one sheet of machine matzah, equals 1.5 ounces approximately. So you eat one whole matzah, you've done your obligation. Yeshakach Yoel. I don't know about soft matzah, but now you know how to do it. Now you know how to check.
Shmura stuff?
You get, I mean...
Shmura stuff?
Shmura, handmade, there are huge differences, because you have to understand... In 1 kilo of handmade matzah, you could have anywhere from 12 to 20 matzahs. You understand? The difference in thickness could be almost twice, so you have to check the matzah you're using. Okay, you have a picture of the volume. Now you guys are getting a picture.
Does the Rav eat that at Seder?
I will probably eat machine matzah at the Seder this year. Previous years I did like my forefathers and I used hand matzah, but it's become too complicated. So this year I have to say I ordered hand...
Complicated or too expensive?
Complicated. I ordered hand matzah this year. We will see. The kashrus issues that arise. We will see. I don't yet know this year what I'll be doing, machine or hand. If it's shmurah, it's fine. Okay, we have ground up one whole matzah. And let's see, if you pour it in here, we need to get 1.5 ounces. He knows what he's doing. Okay.
So, he ran a restaurant in a bus and knows what he's doing.
What?
He did.
I got on the front page of his page.
He knows what he's doing.
Okay. So, we our maror is in the process of being made. We will have to work with the other maror right now. We have the famous Seder plate. Let's see. This matzah comes out too.
There's a lot of air in there, though, Ralph.
Yeah, there's a lot of air. We grind it up more.
Why don't we take it out and measure 2.5 ounces. Why don't we measure water?
I'm with you.
Why don't we measure water, put it in, and then subtract the difference once we put the matzah in?
Because the matzah will absorb the water. We did that with eggs. Matzah will, with eggs you can do that, with matzah you can do that.
No, but regardless, it's not going to add to the amount. It's not going to add to it if it absorbs the water.
Think about it, because I don't think it'll work, but you think and see if you still agree with yourself. Think about it just a second.
You
need displacement. If the water isn't being displaced, but rather being absorbed, then you're not doing displacement, right?
Regardless, if you put an ounce of water in, and then the water level gets up to 2.5 ounces, regardless of whether the water is in the matzah or not in the matzah, it's still displacing. The matzah is still displacing the water. Why am I wrong?
I don't think so, but we can discuss it later.
Why am I wrong?
I don't think so scientifically, because if some of the water is being absorbed, then it's not being displaced. Meaning the effect of displacement is when it's being displaced, not when it's being absorbed. You want to know the volume of the matzah, so you have to displace the water in order to measure. If it's being absorbed, it's not going to work. Okay, let's begin. We could argue the scientifics a different time. So, we begin the Seder by actually recounting. Kadesh Urchatz Tarpas Yachatz Magid Lohta Motzi Masa Maror Lorech Shulchan Orech Tzavun Barech Halenir Tzav. The head of the Seder, it is customary that he wears a kittel. The kittel is either to remind him of his death, because we take out all our fine, beautiful silverware. You see the china all across the table we have here. You see all our gold, fine cups. And we use all our finest vessels at home. So a guy might start feeling, look at me. So he reminds himself, he wears a kittel. This fine knee is going to be burning one day. The other reason is because we're like angels on this night. So we wear the kittel.
You also get married in it.
Some people have accustomed to wear it for marriage. The Yekish custom is that at the beginning of the Seder and at the beginning of every holiday, we also sing Yigdal. But there's a different tune for each Yom Tov. So the tune for Pesach is, if I can remember correctly, Yigdal Elohim Chai Ve'yishtabach Nimtza V'yeinet El Metziyuto Echad Ve'em Yachif Yifuto Ne'lam V'gam En Tzof Le'achduto. No, that's the Sukkot one. I don't remember. Okay.
Before Seder or at the beginning of Seder?
Before Seder. Okay, we begin with Kiddush. That is going to be the first of the four cups. The custom is that someone else is pouring us the cups. We are free men tonight. So we wash out. We make sure our cups are clean. Give me 1 second. I'll wash out my cup. And we'll begin.
Have some of that, man. Yeah, that'll keep you out.
Okay, we need a Seder plate. What goes on our Seder plate, gentlemen? We have. Who knows what's on the Seder plate? So we have the Zroa all the way distant from us. What's going to be the first thing we're going to need? We're going to need a vegetable. So we don't have a vegetable. So we'll make believe we have a vegetable. We'll take the mar instead of a vegetable. Pass me a piece of lettuce, please. This is our vegetable. Where ideally, you are not supposed to use the same vegetable for the dipping as the mar. So we are going to have the vegetable, which we commonly call karpas. We have salt water. To the right is the vegetable. To the left is what we dip it in. It's all supposed to be on one big plate. And then, after that, what are we going to use? We're going to use the maror and dip it in the charoses. So pass me a piece of maror, please. The maror is usually ground. They're in the process of grinding it. We have over here maror on the right and the charoses dipa. Thank you very much.
They like elders.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, we got our maror, and want to pass it down. You guys can keep doing this. And the charoses, you see the charoses, the beautiful charoses, you should cut to the leaf and the sticks to make it look like hay. And then we have the bone, the roasted bone to commemorate the Pesach offering, and the cooked egg, the roasted egg, to commemorate the Hagiga. Yehuda, you're our Sar Mashkin tonight? Okay, those of you who are going to drink wine, the first two cups during the Seder, I implore of you, please do it tonight as well. Try it. See for yourself.
We ate.
I purposely asked, you should know, previous years I got protests from the high powers that be at Machon Meir for bringing so much wine to the guys. And I said, no, let the guys have it tonight so they know. And I fought for the right to bring you guys four bottles of wine so that you guys drink. If you're going to drink it at the Seder, drink it now. And learn, see for yourself what it's like. Now, it's not fair because you're not coming on an empty stomach. But it is that time of night when heads get drowsy even without an empty stomach. So Yehuda, you be our Sara Mashkin, please. Mr. Hagelberg, could you pour me my cup of grape juice? What?
No big meal afterwards.
No big meal afterwards, I'm sorry. We'll have matzah afterwards. We'll have matzah. Thank you very much.
Who
we fill it to the top.
Who's having wine?
Thank you very much, everyone here. Let him have wine. Let him drink wine. Thank you very, very much. Now, we make kiddush. When we make kiddush, guys, we are going to drink four cups. The four cups is a rabbinic institution corresponding to the four terms of redemption. I see a lot of cheaters around the table, people nibbling on the apples, people nibbling on the haroses, people nibbling on the maror. Gentlemen, don't do it when you're at someone else's house. I know you're hungry. Try to eat something before you come. Try to eat something before the night time. You could make yourself eggs, and that's a filling food. You could eat in the afternoon.
Tuna.
Tuna, right? You have kosher
protein,
Pesach. Tuna.
Boys.
Tuna. No, that's what I lived on when I was in yeshiva. All Pesach, I was eating matzah and tuna. You can buy tuna, can opener, and that's a cheap diet. Another thing you could do, a tip for the hungry, over Pesach, you could buy kosher for Pesach sugar, kosher for Pesach coffee, and you have, I bought myself a spoon, one of those things that heats up water. I bought myself one cup, and then if you buy yourself a pack of matzahs, which you should do before Pesach, you buy yourself a pack of matzahs, you can break up matzahs the way Raphael's doing there in the back. You break up matzahs into a cup, and you have yourself matzah cereal. You put in hot water, you put in coffee, you put in sugar, you put in milk, and you have a delicious cereal. I lived off of that even not on Pesach all year long. That was what I lived off of in yeshiva.
Matzah,
ground up matzah. People like it with chocolate milk. You can make ground matzah with chocolate milk and sugar. You can make ground matzah. I make it with coffee and sugar. That's my kids' breakfast all Pesach long. I grind up matzah. I put in sugar and coffee and milk and hot water. And that's what we eat. So we make kiddush. When we come home, we rush to make kiddush. So we're making believe that right now we just got home from Machon Meir. After Ma'ariv, they say Hallel. You say Hallel, and then you rush home. So we rush home to make kiddush. Everyone's ready. We surprise the kids with a little bit of sweets, and they're already in the spirit. And we begin. So we forgot the most important thing. We're supposed to have three matzahs on the table, right?
Why three?
Why three? That's an excellent question. We'll discuss why three. The pamphlets that you have explain why three. We will actually explain it as we get there. So we have three matzahs on our fantastic gold seder plate. Where's our fantastic gold seder plate? Here we go. Guys, use your imagination and make believe the plastic is gold.
Oh,
wow. Root.
Wow.
What? Root. Sure, guys, want to pass some more? Yeah. Poor guy's crying.
Good cry,
guys.
Glasses?
So proud of good cry,
guys. Okay. We have our Seder plate. Now, during the Seder, gentlemen, bear with me. We lean when we drink the wine. If you don't lean, you have not fulfilled your obligation of drinking the cups. You're supposed to remember to lean when you drink. And you're supposed to remember to lean like free men when you eat the matzah. So we Ashkenazim, we make four blessings of Borek, Pre, Agafen, Tisk, Tisk, David, Sam. Ah, you're pointing for him. Good for you. I thought you were pointing for yourself. You should be blessed.
Put him up to it, too.
The Ashkenazim, we make four blessings of Borei Pri Hagafen with each cup of the four wines. Obviously, tonight, when we don't have an obligation to drink four cups of wine, the one Borei Pri Hagafen we make is going to cover everything. You have to know that when you make a Borei Pri Hagafen, it could cover all other drinks. Technically, halachically, if you're going to want to drink a cup of coffee or Coke or some or water after you drink the first cup of wine, when you make the Borei Pri Hagafen on that cup of wine, you should have in mind that you will be drinking other things. Most of your hosts will not offer you any other drink. It is customary that we only drink the first two cups and then the meal, and during the meal we drink what we want. In my house, we take into account that people are out of practice, and being that technically, halachically, it's permissible to drink, we do give guys who want Coke with caffeine and coffee just to help them stay awake. But really, we don't bring it to the table because customarily we don't drink anything. Halachically, it's permitted. Customarily, we only drink the four cups. You want a cup of water in between, that's fine. But to do like we do and offer guys if they want coffee and stuff like that, usually people don't do that. Don't expect your host to do that, and they might look at you like you've fallen off the moon. If you talk to them about drinking a cup of coffee in the middle of the Seder, they'll tell you traditional Jews, no coffee. Seder is about wine. So we will... I want guys to suffer a little bit, to sense the bitterness of the moment. But now that everyone sensed it, last year, right, the guys decided to trick me. As I was doing the Seder, I didn't realize that they put all the mar under my nose. I'm reading from that Gada. I didn't know that. And suddenly I find myself tearing and everyone's looking and waiting to see my reaction. I learned my Gada. So customarily, after we make the mar, we let it sit out for a little bit to weaken its strength. You're already folding out?
Yeah, I'm weak. I've had too much wine. And it's not too good. So.
Don't feel better. Kind of tough.
Yeah.
Where are you for Pesach?
Yeah, well, that's my call.
I think I'm single.
Oh, very nice. Beautiful. Okay. So, we're going to begin. Gentlemen, hold your cups. Being that tonight we're not really making Kiddush, it's not really the Seder. So we will make a blessing of Borei Pri Hagafen and drink it right away while reclining.
To the left?
We recline to the left. Not to the back, not to the right. We recline to the left.
We have to ask your permission, right?
Oh, yes, right. You have to ask permission. If you're by a Rebbe, you have to ask permission. So everyone here has my permission. You're all invited to lean. And in case, what page? Nisa Gadot, what page is that?
11.
Okay, so on the Pesach night, you have to wait till the end of Kiddush, till after the Shechionu, to drink. Tonight, we're not going to make any real blessings other than the Borei Pri Hagafen, and we'll have in mind all the drinks and all the cups we'll drink later. So we will drink right after we make the blessing of Borei Pri Hagafen.
Couldn't you change the name of God?
Yeah, but you're not allowed to pause after a blessing before you drink. You have to drink right after the Borei Pri Hagafen. Those of you who want, I'll make the blessing on your behalf. Just answer Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Peri HaGafen. Don't forget to lean.
Rita.
This is the worst. This is best one to get drunk.
This is a good enough.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, lean to your left.
We started to get easy.
I don't know what's stronger, the wine or the wine.
Don't get wine on your kittle.
Okay. So we'll continue as though we were continuing Kiddush, without saying Hashem's name, just so you guys get the tune.